Welcome to episode one of What We Gonna Do. That's not right. This is the intro of What We Gonna Do. I'm pretty much gonna freestyle. Not necessarily sure which topic I even want to go over. I have a topic here, but I may change my mind as we go along. So, my name is AJ. Let me get that out the way. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I would say that proudly, but we'll talk about that later on down the line as we go along. You can find me at What We Gonna Do on Instagram. That is What We Gonna Do. Not what are we going to do, what we gonna do. Also, you can find me on Twitter at OfficialWWGD. Pretty much What We Gonna Do was gone on Twitter. The guy doesn't even exist. Not sure what that person is doing or where they are, but whatever. Can't get in touch with them. So, for the time being, it's at OfficialWWGD on Twitter. Just to give you guys a little bit of background about myself, I consider myself a young adult, but I guess in the latter part of the age range, whatever that is, you know. So, I define myself as a modern day Renaissance man. What you see online, what you hear on here, is pretty much going to be consistent. To be honest, this podcast was supposed to launch, I want to say, November of 2016. So it is what it is. Don't be mad at me, but time is of the essence. And to be honest, I don't have all the time in the world. But I've been encouraged by several individuals to go ahead and make the jump, whether it's Raina at Dreams and Drive, whether it's Greg at the Minority Trailblazer podcast, whether it's Weave from Egos and Opinions, or if it is Daily Inspiration from my friend on Instagram, Dose of Inspiration 246, at Dose of Inspiration 246. I've gotten a lot of encouragement to go ahead and just jump out there. So here it is. I'll give it my best. I apologize for the quality. I'll, you know, develop this as I go along. But right now, this is pretty much just freestyle. This is a full recording. I'm going to try to keep the edit short. Pretty much what I'm here to do is connect the dots. You do what you want with the picture. I'll be discussing politics, education, relationships, music, and more. For now, let's call this a bi-weekly show. And that's pretty much what I'm going to do. I was going to say try, but I'm going to do it. You know, let's not even say try. I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure it out. Typically, I would say I want to start off with politics because that's the most important thing right now. I mean, everybody needs to be paying attention to the repeal of the ACA. Everybody needs to be paying attention to some of these local races and some of these special elections. Everybody needs to be paying attention to police brutality and a lot of these different officers getting off. Everybody needs to be paying attention to the resistance, whether it be at ACLU or at Color of Change on Twitter, any of these organizations. Pay attention to your local news. Pay attention to your local government. Find out what's going on in your school system, in your area, but also pay attention nationally to what's going on, what's being said. Even with the collusion and, you know, as I call Trump King Bob, you know, from Minions, whatever's going on with Russia, pay attention to that. Going through an impeachment is a long and arduous process. I mean, everybody refers back to Richard Nixon because that's, you know, again, this, and again, I think that took 2 years. I won't talk about Watergate or anything like that right now, but it may come up in topic later on down the road. But I just want to throw that out there, that politics are important. Whether you have kids, whether you have cousins, whether you have friends. It affects everybody. And even if it doesn't affect you directly, it may affect you indirectly down the line. I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, we can't be in an environment similar to a Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama. And although he wasn't perfect, he inspired a lot of people. He inspired a generation. He changed the world. I mean, you want to talk about Muhammad Ali? Well, Barack Obama is a modern day Muhammad Ali, just for the position that he was able to rise to, and then to win back to back elections. That's a phenomenal feat in itself. And here we are today, you know, with the results of the election, you know, in last year. It is what it is, man. This guy has tried to do a lot, but he has not accomplished a lot. But let's not take away that he's tried to do a lot. And if it wasn't for a resistance, these things would have been accomplished, you know, even with the, you know, the Muslim ban, you can find all of that on Twitter. I've talked about it. I'll continue to talk about it. I'm not trying to put a spotlight on it. There's enough news places everywhere that there is a spotlight. People are talking about it. What I want to do is I want to address a different crowd, and I want to address that crowd from a different perspective. Now, I may be black, but I'm not just speaking to black people. I really want to connect and speak with everyone that is like-minded. Even for those of you who are not like-minded, you guys are welcome. Give me feedback, yell at me, complain. I even have a Gmail that exists where, and that's pretty much what we're going to do at gmail.com. That's the Gmail, literally. I mean, not sure how often you're going to use that. Most frequently, you're going to find me on Twitter. Often, you're going to see me on Instagram, but you'll also see me talking about a lot of the things that I'm interested in, the things that are important to me, whether it be finance or whether it be something that's going on just in the community, or something I see that's happening on a GoFundMe, or just, those type of things that really interest me. I don't want to get too far off path, but again, I'm just freestyling, so I'm kind of just talking from what's going on at the top of my head. Again, if you're wondering about the audio, I do apologize. I'm moving around a little bit because that's more comfortable for me. That's more flexible for me. You may hear that as well. I think at this point, I don't know if there's necessarily much more to say about myself. Little Rock, Arkansas. Let me repeat that again, because I've been looking for other podcasters in Little Rock, Arkansas. Help me out. You know, let's connect, let's talk, reach out to me. I haven't really been able to find anybody. I feel like this is new. This is, you know, just a different change, just for the person that I am and what I'm actually going to be speaking about, on this podcast. I don't know if I want to use episodes or if I just want to do titles. I don't know, because, man, I see everybody kind of has their own way of doing it. And, you know, I think what's more important is what's being said and not necessarily the episode number. I'm sure everybody will keep up with the newer episodes, but whatever. Like I said, we'll just play this by ear. For now, I think you're going to be able to find me on Podbean and iTunes. At least I'm going to try to get on iTunes. We'll see how that goes, and I'll kind of post it on my Twitter once this is officially up. I do have a topic, and I'll just jump into it because I don't want this to be very long. I really want this to be just an introductory episode. That topic pretty much is, most black men are born to be hard. I'll say that again. Most black men are born to be hard. I was raised pretty much by a single parent. I don't want to talk too much about myself because this is more so a conversation that is for everyone and it's about everyone. I'm just using some of my experience as a relational point. But mostly raised by a single mother. I am a mama's boy to the core. I love my mother. I also love my father. They both were instrumental in the man that I became. They put things, in my life, whether it be words or whether it was opportunities. And with those opportunities, I was able to make my own path. They allowed me to make my own choices and they supported me, believing that I would make the best choice. I was always a smart kid. I was inquisitive, but I was also mischievous. Born and raised Little Rock, Arkansas, Rocktown, Rock City, whatever you want to call it, gangbanging the Little Rock in the 90s. I'm an 80s baby, excuse me. I was pretty much born into gang life. I was born into drugs. I was born into violence. I was born into poverty. I was born into peer pressure. And I was also born into the stereotype. Didn't think about college. College wasn't even an option. I figured I'd be dead before I got to that point. Didn't think about college, and I didn't really have a role model. In the 90s, I mean, everybody where I'm from, or at least my family, was pretty much fans. If you were a basketball fan, you were a fan of the Bulls. You were a fan of Jordan. If you were a football fan, you were a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. For the most part, that has continued on. And you have, as we've gotten older, everybody has kind of stuck to those things. I've kind of went on my own path when it comes to sports. But like I say, that's another conversation for another day. But I've traveled quite a bit, and when I say quite a bit, let me be specific. Compared to other people I know from my area, other people I know, just around my city and things like that. I've just been able to experience different things, but I literally come from all walks of life. So I just wanted to kind of give y'all that. When I jump into most black men are born to be hard. The reason I say that, and I'm not talking about statistics and research and all of that. I'm just talking about from life experience, whether it be TV, whether it be in person, whether it be on the radio, whether it be in the movies. I'm just talking from life experience. It's in my area. It's not common to be soft. I mean, you gotta be thick skinned. You gotta be thick skinned to make it. You gotta be thick skinned because this is America and it ain't about you. I don't care how black your community is, the world is white. And white is right. White is control. Black is a struggle. Black is a fight. I didn't come into this, world thinking everything was easy. I mean, to be honest, I didn't really have a traditional childhood. I mean, I was a child, but I had to make a lot of, mature decisions for various reasons. But it wasn't easy. Because you have to think about real life things, whether, you have to think about you know, how your family is gonna make it and whatever living conditions you're in. You have to definitely focus on, you know, grades and not flunking out of school. Again, I was around gangs, so you have to worry about that. Again, there was peer pressure, so you have to worry about that. Oh, I didn't even mention, well, I did mention drugs and kind of things like that, but you know, you have to worry about those things. And I think, you know, just coming up, especially from the hood, you got two choices. Either you can rise above the hood or you can be consumed by it. And when you're consumed by it, that could either be good or bad. I mean, you could really become a product and a menace to society. Or you could take all of that and you could use it for, well, excuse me. That'll be the rise above part. The other part of that is you don't become a menace of society. Menace to society. You become a product. You become just another follower, because you always got followers, you always got leaders, but you could just become like everybody else. There are certain people, again, they're different. You know what I mean? Some people, man, they let the hood take them down. Like, this is a place that they're going to be forever. They're never going to be better than this. They're never going to be bigger than this. They're always going to follow somebody else's lead. They're always going to get caught up in somebody else's shit. And yes, excuse me, you're going to hear a little bit of language on here. I'm going to try to keep it to a minimum, but you're going to hear some language that may be a little bit uncomfortable with. Again, you know, this is an option. You know, I'm not putting a gun to anybody's head and making you guys sit here and listen to me talk. So again, that's the downside, you know, just succumbing to the hood. Rising above the hood is basically taking all of those lessons and saying that I can do better. I can have better. I can be better. You know, it made you tough. And you can look up on that with respect. Like, man, I'm thankful for my walk. I'm thankful for my people. I understand their struggles. I can relate to them. I get it. I want all of us to rise up. Then you have another side of rising above, where you disassociate and disconnect from your community. I hated my upbringing. This is not me specifically, but you have people that it pushed them, but it pushed them away. You know, they were intelligent, they were smart, they understand, they can relate as well, but they're somewhere else. This is no longer their problem. They've moved on. You know, it's up to you. You are where you are, and that's just the end of it for you. And I have a little bit of this mentality as well, but not as harsh. You know, though, you have individuals that literally they just draw a line in the sand. You know, once I left the hood, that was the end of the hood, and the only connection I have to the hood is maybe a few family members. Other than that, I'm gone, and I'm better than y'all, and I'm above all of y'all, and that's what it is. And everybody can't be here with me, and I don't necessarily want you guys to be here with me. I don't necessarily want to see you guys get to this place. So you have quite a few dynamics coming from the hood. I'm speaking specifically about the hood because that's where I'm from. But when I say hard, it doesn't matter. I've talked to people from all walks of life, and it could be you were born in a good neighborhood. You were born with a two-parent household. You were born with a strong father figure. You were born with in educators. You were born into money, and you as a black man are still going to run into things that, regardless of your upbringing, you're gonna have to figure out how to overcome. It's not supposed to be easy, you know, and we're supposed to work harder. We're supposed to be smarter. We're supposed to want to be white. You know, that's the American dream, is to cross over. You know, everybody can say that now it's to be Oprah, and now it's to be, you know, Robert Smith or somebody like that. But That wasn't always the case. That wasn't always the case. I mean, it's just a mentality, man, and it can kill you. And you know, there are so many different pressures, even when it comes to sex and masculinity. I mean, there are so many different pressures that we encounter. You know, even when you get into an organized sport or you get into some type of organization, whether it was, you know, an Upward Bound or a Teachers of Tomorrow or a FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, we have to learn and we have to grow along the way. The reason why I say black men specifically, and, you know, this clearly relates to now, but it's always related. The rise of social media has put a spotlight on things that were often overlooked, often not discussed. Whether, you know, it could even relate to mental health. We have to overcome a lot of challenges, and people can talk about the, you know, whatever, EEO and equal opportunity, and that there are all these different minority programs, but I don't know if these individuals are in these neighborhoods and kind of see what black kids go through with what's around them. There's more of a negative thing around them than there is all of this positive stuff, all of this feel-good stuff. And again, life, I say life for everybody, is not meant to be easy. I don't necessarily think if it was easy that we would learn, that there would be something to push us, to drive us, to inspire us, to motivate us, to move us. But life, I feel like, shouldn't always be hard. I shouldn't feel like that's the standard, like I'm just born into this and I gotta deal with XYZ. It's more likely for this person to get a job than this person to get a job because of the color of their skin. It's more likely for this person with a degree to not get a job than it is for this person without a degree to get a job. It's more likely for this woman to get a job in this industry than it is for this other woman to get a job in this same industry. There's a pay gap. You know, we aren't negotiating. Hey, let me give this person this pay rate, and I'm gonna give somebody who may have equal or less experience, maybe more, a better pay rate. You know, and again, you can talk about when you get to that point, then you are the one that gets to make the decisions. But fairness should be real. And I know some, you know, a lot of people probably don't believe that the world should be fair. But I think when you phrase and you picture the conversation differently, you would also agree that everyone deserves some level of fairness. Everyone deserves some level of equality. I meant to say more on this, but I'm just giving y'all what I get. I think that parents, uncles, whatever it is, you should, oh yeah, let's not talk about the toughness, just the physical toughness that black kid, oh man, he tough. Oh, he good. Help tell him he need to pick himself up. He need to get over it. You need to do what you need to do. This is how it is. This is how it's going to be. You know, some stuff ain't going to change. Like when you talk about the mental toughness and the physical toughness that you have to go through from all of these different things, whether it be just, again, women looking at you and you're not necessarily what women want or what they're going for in the school system. You know, you got to be tough about that. Like, you got to figure that part out. If you're not tough when it comes to just physicality, you know what I mean? Whether it be fighting in the hood, whether it be boxing, whether it be sports, you know, man, hey, this is physical. You know, man, stop being a baby. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Boys should get scratches. Boys should hurt themselves. Boy, that's what boys are supposed to do, which I disagree with. I think you can learn without putting like the, it's just on the boys that we got to go through that type of shit. You know what I mean? Like people, are, you know, I always say, cause it's funny, man, you know, you ain't got to stick your fucking tongue into a light, into a electrical outlet to know that that shit might kill you. Like it's going to hurt. Like it's some things that can't be taught. We ain't got to get our ass beat, even if it's, you know, an ass whooping, you know, if I can postpone this call, I apologize. But that's another thing that goes on as far as, you know, just that toughness, man. Just like we have this perception of us. I'm not even going to go into the whole super predator and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like this perception. One, everybody looks at us to be hard. Two, we look at everybody else and believe that we're supposed to be hard. Like we see it. We see our peer. We see other individuals and we just like, man, I gotta be this. But as you get older, and everybody kind of learn their own ways. Like, man, all that hard shit don't matter, man. You know, being hard is not the most important thing in the world. Being tough is not the most important thing in the world. And you gotta F people's opinions about that type of stuff. At the end of the day, you gotta, man, forget people's opinions. And, you know, I think I'm finna close here because I know I'm finna start getting my phone blown up. This is what I mean about time. You know, time is of the essence and you don't always have time. But things we need to do is stop looking at our black men, and I'm talking about kids, babies, to be hard. Just let them be kids. If they get hurt, they get hurt. Protect them. Teach them. Encourage them. Educate them. Don't just put all of your energy into making them hard. You got to watch out for the police. And you got to watch out for this. And when you get to a job, you need to go in there like this. There's a different message that can be given. There's a different way. It's not one shoe fits all. And I hate that everybody thinks it is. And everybody has gotten into, you know, this thing. A lot of people, excuse me, have gotten into just being lazy when it comes to this, you know. However you turn out is how you turn out. I'm going to send you out into the neighborhood with whoever, and however you come back, that's what it's going to be. Or I'm going to put these type of images in front of you, and that's how it's going to be, you know, and it ain't no other way. But there are a lot of alternatives. Get your kids involved. Make sure that they don't necessarily have to grow up like you and that they don't necessarily have to be you or have to be somebody else. Just let them be the best them that they can be and teach them along the way. I'm going to pretty much leave it at that. Again, my name is AJ. Y'all can find me at What We Gonna Do on Instagram, at OfficialWWGD on Twitter. And I'm signing out, y'all.